You're listening to SBS News.
After months of speculation over his COVID-19 vaccination status, Novak Djokovic has confirmed on social media that he will be defending his Australian Open title in Melbourne later this month.
I've spent fantastic quality time with my loved ones over the break, and today I'm heading down under with an exemption permission. Let's go, 2022.
The Victorian government has mandated that all players, staff and fans attending Melbourne Park must be vaccinated against COVID-19, unless they have a genuine medical reason for an exemption. One of those reasons is if someone has had COVID-19 within the past 6 months. Djokovic had previously refused to publicly disclose if he'd been vaccinated, but said in April 2020 he was opposed to forcing people to get the jab. The reaction to the Men's World number one receiving an exemption has been mixed, with many Australians who've endured months of restrictions and lockdowns over the past 2 years taking to social media to criticise it. British doubles player Jamie Murray is also questioning the move, implying there are double standards at play.
You know, I think if it was me that wasn't vaccinated, I wouldn't be getting an exemption. And that's, you know, but well done, you know, well done to him for getting cleared to come to Australia and compete.
Well done. It sounds like you don't think it's very fair then.
Well, it's... whatever you want to say, that's the situation.
This is what Australian tennis players James Duckworth and Alex de Minaur had to say when asked their response to the news.
Look, I don't know the criteria for exemptions. Apparently it's an independent panel. He must have fit the criteria somehow.
That's very politically correct from you.
I don't know the criteria, mate.
Look, I just think it's just very interesting. That's all I'm going to say.
Tennis Australia insists Djokovic's exemption was granted following a rigorous review process involving two separate panels of independent medical experts. The Victorian government made similar comments in its statement on the issue. Australian Open boss Craig Tiley has also defended the integrity of the review process, telling the Nine Network it followed clear guidelines set out by Atagi.
For tennis players, it was a process that goes above and beyond what anyone coming to Australia would have experienced, simply because we had an extra panel, which through a blind review assessed any application and then granted exemptions if it was appropriate. And in this case, an exemption was granted on grounds of which are personal medical information which we do not receive, and it's up to that applicant to disclose what those grounds were.
If the 34-year-old successfully defends his title at the Australian Open, he will overtake Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal as the men's tennis player with the most Grand Slam wins. Amy Hall, SBS News.